Does God give you more than you can handle? And is that why you are always overwhelmed or feeling like things keep stacking on top of each other? Because surely God wouldn't give you more than you can handle, right? I think this is something that we have learned in scripture and given reason to our pain and suffering. It kind of maybe makes us feel a little bit better. But I think the main thing or main scripture that this comes from is 1 Corinthians 10:13, where it says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." I think depending on the translation that you read, we'll probably say he will not let you take on more than we can bear. Like, they're just different, obviously, translations that are going to read a little bit differently. But this one that I'm reading says he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. So when we hear this passage of scripture, God is faithful, he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, does that mean then what you're going through is God ordained to challenge your own capacity? I think a reasonable answer to this passage of scripture is this. Anything that comes our way, anything that tempts us, any tragedy that happens to us, we are capable in God's power of overcoming. To me, that is what that passage of scripture is saying. I don't think God has like this long list of things that he's doing in your life just to see how well you can handle them and like putting you to all these kind of crazy tests and just shooting the breeze out there and watching you suffer and barely survive. Like, that's not his character. And he's never been about your capacity for what you are doing for him, but in your heart for loving him. Let me say that again. He's never been about your capacity for what you are doing for him, but in your heart for loving him. So whatever it is you are doing in your capacity or what you feel like is outside of your capacity, what's going on in your heart? In my own life, I had to reframe how I saw the pain or the suffering, especially based on scripture, because I've spent years learning that God is good. Not just because that's what I know, like intellectually and what everybody tells you and what everybody hears, but because I truly have started to believe that deep within my bones. And there are seasons in my own life, even the last couple months, when the enemy will try to come and just convince me that God is not good. It's like, it goes back to the garden, doesn't it? It goes back to Genesis 1, 2, and 3. It's this idea that like just God is holding out on us. God doesn't have the best. There's something else that's better. And it's easy for the world and people and things to just come at you all the time and say, look, look, he's not good. And it's easy to hear that God is good while sitting and suffering and think, if God is good, then why am I in pain? But the reality is that both can exist at the same time. Suffering and God being good, pain and God being good. They don't counter each other. And I think that this is where most people get stuck because they're not just overwhelmed. They're interpreting their overwhelm as failure. They're getting stuck in choosing either or because it's hard to really reconcile the two. So inside of my self-paced course, which is 50% off this month, we work through this, learning how to separate kind of what's coming from the meaning we assign to it. Because the meaning is often what creates the extra weight around it. I love being able to teach so many of my clients that what they're going through is a pretty normal experience based on their past, the things that they're believing, and what they're going through. Most importantly, helping them bridge this gap between God being good and the pain that they experience. If you head to the episode description, just click on the title of this podcast, scroll down, and you will see the link to get 50% off for the entire month of April. Hello, spring, especially here in PA. We're finally getting sunshine and warm weather. So sign up today, especially if you've been eyeing it, get 50% off, and I'll see you inside the course. When we look at this passage of scripture from 1 Corinthians, we can draw parallels from other parts of scripture, such as Romans 8:37, where it says, "We are more than conquerors in Christ." 1 John 5:4, "Everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith." So when we think about this, to overcome the trials and temptations of the world is to prevail over them. It's really a slight shift in how we handle, and most importantly, think about the trials, the suffering, and the pain of today. I can overcome this through Jesus. Not, he will not give me more than I can handle or bear. Because if we start to view things like that, if we start to think that he's giving us all these terrible things, and it all feels like too much to bear, then we can find ourselves in this distant relationship with God. Because if we're interpreting that passage of scripture to say he's not going to give us more than we can bear, and we feel, well, like this is definitely more than I can bear, it's going to start creating some tension in the relationship. And we're going to think and start to believe that he's punishing us. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 1:8 through 9, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself." Do we think that was more than Paul could bear? Do we think that was more than other followers of Jesus could bear? So if we look at 2 Corinthians 1:8 through 9, we kind of see this physical and emotional limit. You know, Paul was faced with these situations that exceeded his personal, natural capacity to endure, and it led to despair. The purpose isn't to break him, but it really kind of forces us, right, to shift from self-reliance to dependence on the God who raises the dead. Now, if we look at 1 Corinthians 10:13, which is where really the theme of today's episode comes from, we see this kind of from spiritual temptation limits. This verse focuses really on the temptation to sin, not physical hardship. So God ensures that in tempting situations, believers are never forced to sin, as he always provides a way of escape. So you might think something like, "I can see what I'm carrying, but I don't know how to actually put it down," right? Like, so you might say, "Okay, I hear what you're saying, Jess. I hear that you're saying God's not going to give me more than I can bear. But what do I do with that?" And that's really, I know, the deeper work, because awareness can kind of open the door if you realize, like, oh, I've been believing this, or this is a piece that's been keeping me distant from God, till I get it. Because practice is really what creates the change. And that's what I teach inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, really the how to so much of the change, not just learning, here's what's happening, but how do we actually move forward? So learning how to respond differently to the thoughts that keep you carrying really everything. If you head to the podcast episode description, again, scroll down, head to the link, and you will be able to get 50% off right away. But most of us believe that we should just continue to keep handling it, right? Like, you feel, because this might be something that God is giving you, that you should be able to handle it. And that so much leads to self-pressure, emotional suppression, overthinking, isolation, just constantly, like, nothing good, right? And none of those lead to peace. The next time things just kind of start to feel like too much, just pause for a moment and ask yourself, what part of this is actually mine to carry today? Not tomorrow, not the whole situation, just today. I know for my more anxious people, you're future focused. And if you tend to be more down, you might be more past focused. So thinking about just today can be very hard for a lot of us. But I want you to think about, like, things as in, you might notice that your mind is carrying things like outcomes other people's responses, future scenarios, things that you don't actually have control over. And this is really where we have to recognize that God is not asking you to prove how strong you are. He actually is telling us we can't do it apart from Him. So He invites us to rely on His strength, feeling like it's too much. But that's not Him putting us to this test. It's now we get to hand over our self-reliance. Because feeling like it's too much might actually be the place where that dependence begins on Him. I really want you to think about what this passage of scripture is really saying. I'm going to repeat it again. I know I already said it. But anything that comes our way, anything that tempts us, any tragedy that happens to us, we are capable in God's power of overcoming it. So that means that whatever you're facing today, whatever pain you're in, whatever's happened to you, whatever somebody did, whatever maybe you've done to somebody, you are capable of walking through this in God's power and overcoming it. I believe that. I believe it because I've lived it and I've walked it out in my own life. I've had to reframe how I saw God in light of my pain. I get it. I've been there, especially if you're still trying to wrestle through that and reconciling those two things. If this episode helped you kind of see how your thoughts may be adding pressure to what you're already carrying, you can explore my self-paced course in the episode description. But if you're also ready for that more personal support, my one-on-one coaching is there as well. You can head to the podcast description. And just below, you will also find a link to a free 20-minute consultation where we come up with a personal plan just for you. If there's anything that I can just have you walk away with is, again, what is yours that you can actually carry today? And recognizing that this isn't about how much God gives you or doesn't give you, but the ability and the power through Him to overcome that very thing that you are walking through. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because He delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.